102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. The Grammys were last night.
Yeah, and I actually watched more of it than I have in probably since my kids were born.
Wow.
Because I wanted to see the Gaga thing, which I ended up not seeing until this morning, because I wanted to see what she did with David Bowie. Because right. Whether you're a fan or not, that chick, to me, is like super talented, and she's always
going to she's got different. A great voice. She's pretty artsy. She's good.
And then I saw it, and I was like,
eh. Yeah. The coolest part was they had, she kept her face still, and they put, like, computer-animated David Bowie makeup on her. That was very cool.
Yeah, that was cool. And then she came out, and she started doing... To me, instead of doing a mashup of, like, 8 songs from Bowie... Just take, you got 6 minutes. Take 2 of his great ones and do them really, really well.
Yeah. Instead some of them just, do like 10 seconds, 10 seconds.
Yeah, instead of just trying to, I don't know. I thought it was okay. But the thing is,
like a Broadway review.
The thing about it, like the only thing that even remotely, I mean, besides the Bowie stuff, but remote, and that wasn't even rock anymore.
Right.
That
remotely Liza Minnelli does Bowie.
Right. Remotely resembled rock. Was the Hollywood Vampires, which if you don't know what the Hollywood Vampires, it's a band that's got Alice Cooper, Duff,
Joe Perry,
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Who knew that guy could play guitar, but he...
Yeah, what's his name plays. That was in Guns N' Roses, the drummer, the second drummer.
Oh,
there's also Matt Sorum is in the band. Yeah, so, and there's, remember Eugene from the Van Halen band on the island?
Yeah.
His brother plays with Alice Cooper's band, and he's in the Hollywood. He was playing with the Hollywood Vampires last night too.
Eugene's brother,
right? And I was just
cool.
Well, that's cool. Long Island, dude.
Yes.
And I'm just saying to myself, if this is the only chance in the Grammys that you have to show kids around the world, people in that audience, get them to start listening to rock,
right?
Why didn't we put our A team out there? You know, I don't know if the A team right now is right. Like if the A team right now is a revamped Guns N' Roses. Stick them out there.
Yeah, that would
give
been
them
nice.
AC/DC.
Yeah,
give them something that's going to grab them and pull them into rock. We did not do that as a team. There needs to be a captain making this. The Foo Fighters stick Dave Grohl up. They put a camera every time they needed a little spice of rock.
Yeah.
The camera would show Dave Grohl in the audience drinking out of his red solo cup.
Well, at least the Hollywood Vampires had a purpose. I mean, they were out there to tribute Lemmy Kilmister.
They did 2 songs,
which is weird.
They did an original
because Lemmy never really got a Grammy,
right?
Or never really came close.
Lemmy did get one for a Gazzatron, maybe. Yeah,
but it's just not like a Grammy artist and playing Motorhead on the Grammy. That's funny.
But they also did their own song.
Right.
I'm just saying, if this is the one shot, we're going to see actual guitars and a band and a rock show.
Got a little piece of Ace of Spades? Do we have a little piece of that? Let's hear it. Turn it up. Because I wanted to hear it again because I know I watched and heard it and I was like, well,
right.
It was all right.
Like, that was our chance to show the world, to show kids what rock and roll is, what it is, and you give me Johnny Depp.
And he was in the background. You know, really, Alice Cooper. Duff was very present there, so that's good. At least someone from Guns N' Roses was there.
That was our chance. That was our chance. The kids, they're going the wrong way. Meghan Trainor is the best new artist.
Ah.
She's all about that bass, a little tubby broad.
It's 8:09. Let's look at the roads.
The kids don't have a shot, Raj.
No, they don't. They're lost. We're never bringing them back.
We're not going to get them.
Roger, JP, 102.3 WBAB. We were just talking about the Grammys last night and Lady Gaga's performance. It was a tribute to David Bowie. It wasn't the best. Good morning, BAB. What's going on?
I just heard. I'm pretty disappointed that Lady Gaga didn't do a good job.
I didn't think she did a good job. I think she owned.
Yeah. I trust your.
I think she owned the national anthem at the Super Bowl.
Oh, right.
I mean,
she was perfect.
I thought last night was pretty lame.
Really?
Hey, listen, it's not like she didn't put in energy. It's not like she didn't like really produce the thing, sing her heart out. But it just didn't sound good.
Raj nailed it. It was like Liza Minnelli doing Bowie.
You know, I'm really disappointed with that. I thought she was really going to come out and shine.
So did I. So did I. That's why as soon as I got in the studio this morning, I went right on YouTube to watch the performance. I was like, damn it.
Too bad.
Hey, take care.
Thanks. All right. I mean, she gave it a good effort, like I said, but just didn't really nail it. What are you going to do?
Time so off. She grounded out with bases loaded.
Yeah.
Gave it a good swing.
It was a great at bat, but she didn't drive it wrong.
She didn't even bunt the man over. Sorry.
But a good effort, champ.
Yeah. Turn that frown upside down, little fella.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, we were just talking about the Grammys last night, which doesn't offer a whole lot for rock people. You know, it just doesn't. But there's certain things here and there that are pretty funny. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Probably the best part of the evening was when Taylor Swift got her Grammy and basically shoved it up Kanye West.
Yeah.
All the bullshit he's been slinging about.
Yeah.
Did you know that guy is $53 million in debt?
That's what he's. That's what.
That's what the story says.
Yeah,
but it may not
that's
be true.
What he's saying. I'm not buying it.
Begging for money on Instagram. I mean, what a piece of crap this guy is.
Yeah, he's a piece.
That
of
is true. He did ask for like $1 billion, some ridiculous number from Zuckerberg.
From Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he tweeted right at him. Weird. I don't know what he's doing. I have no idea. But he's a genius.
Yeah. Okay.
He's Yeezus.
Hey, thanks.
You know what? We'll play. We got to play the Meghan Trainor acceptance speech. I'm not just a songwriter. I'm an artist, and to be known as an artist. And now I want cookies.
See you later.
Does anybody have cookies?
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, with Roger and JP. The dark side's calling love on the street. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. So last night's Grammy Awards, the Hollywood Vampires played. That's cool. Alice Cooper, Joe Perry, Duff McKagan, Johnny Depp. They attributed Let Me Kill Meister. That's good.
Right. They did their own song and they did a tribute. Yeah.
Lady Gaga attributed Bowie.
Hey, do me a favor. Play that Meghan Trainor acceptance.
Oh, yes.
She's the I'm All About That Bass chick.
Yeah, whatever. She's had a couple of hits, right?
Oh, I'm a mess. I have to thank L.A. Reid for looking at me like an artist instead of just a songwriter. Thank you, L.A. Reid and Epic Records. I love you so much. Thank you, Adam Factory and Troy Carter for managing me. And my mom and dad for always believing in me. And Charm LaDonna for making me an artist. I'm a mess. I have to go cry. Thank you to the Grammys. I love you so much. Thank you.
And the Scarecrow and the Tin Man. Does anybody have some gummy bears?
I felt like I just pictured Judy Garland.
I want gummy bears.
And Wizard of Oz.
Red ones.
Yeah, you said she said cookies. She didn't mention cookies.
Nah, just no cookies.
Well, you know what? At least that's genuine emotion. She's genuinely overtaken by it. She didn't know it was coming. She's
know,
not jaded.
Like, it's just pop stuff. I'm just so, it's crap. Got that other, even that other dude, that country guy, Sam Hunt. He at least he's like, you know, he writes hits for everybody. He writes hits for all those country dudes. His album was big. It's like, I'm so pop.
You're just not a pop guy,
no,
JP.
No, dude, you know what? Stop it already. You know what? If it's good, like I'll give it to the Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
You know, that chick
She's
is real. She's the real
She's
deal.
She's been around a long time. Get used
Nobody's
to
Nobody's going
to
remember this Meghan Trainor chick in a year. She'll get a spike now because everybody gets a spike after the Grammys.
Sure.
After they win a Grammy. And then she's going to disappear and you're not going to know who she was.
Maybe she's the next Taylor Swift.
Nah, you're going to see her on like a, you know, Dr. Drew's next bunch of guys, girls in rehab show.
And I couldn't stop eating Oreos.
Right.
We'll see. I hope there's a better future for her. She seems like a nice kid.
Here's... I want some rock band.
I know.
To come out of nowhere.
And have a hit?
And blow, not have a hit, but,
otherwise not on the Grammys,
but
you know?
Blow people's doors off.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to see happen.
I know. There's a lot of good ones, they're just not getting on the Grammys.